6.6, City Streets. 6.6.1, Route Planning. Plan your route ahead of time in the city. Try to travel at times other than the morning and afternoon rush hour, and find roads where traffic travels most easily. Whenever possible, stay on the main streets, which are wider and controlled by traffic lights. Traveling side streets can present hazards and make it more difficult to travel across town. 6.6.2, Choose a lane. Choose the appropriate lane to drive in, the center lane for smoother travel, the right lane to drive slowly, to enter or turn off the street, the left lane to go faster or turn left. 6.6.3, Blind Spots. Most people don't realize that all vehicles have blind spots. A blind spot is when you look in your mirror or over your shoulder and for a brief second no one is there. All of a sudden, a car or truck appears alongside you, like magic. To reduce blind spots, always position your vehicle so that you are keeping up with the flow of traffic within the legal limit. Avoid another driver's blind spot by driving ahead or directly behind the other driver. Avoid letting another driver into your blind spot. You can speed up, slow down, or change lanes. Give yourself a space cushion. Avoid side-by-side driving. Give yourself and the driver in the lane next to you plenty of space in case they have to swerve or change lanes quickly. Avoid driving in bunches. Drive in the least congested lane. This will give you time to react and act to avoid collisions, closed lanes, pedestrians, or bicycle riders. 6.6.4. Trucks. Trucks have larger blind spots than cars because they're 4 times longer. Try to avoid driving alongside a truck if you can help it. If you're next to a truck, slow down or speed up to get out of the blind spot, which is the entire side of the truck. Before you challenge a truck for road space, think about its stopping ability. Trucks are frequently heavily loaded, which means it takes them longer to stop than it does your passenger vehicle. Also, air brakes on some trucks have a 1 second lag time before they engage. At 55 miles per hour, a truck will travel 80 feet before it even begins to stop. You should also consider the truck's cargo load. It could shift or break loose, causing a serious hazard for any vehicles close by. Some trucks are top-heavy and can easily flip over on curbs or when rounding corners too fast. Driving in the city where trucks are present poses its own special set of hazards. Keep as much distance as possible between your car and the truck, since they can generate a strong wind that could startle you and affect your control over your car. Also, when it rains, try to stay away from big trucks. In the event of standing water, they can spray water onto your windshield and impair your vision. In addition, keep in mind that in slippery conditions, trucks have more difficulties when braking and stopping. Trucks have to swing out wide to make right turns on narrow city streets. Also, trucks sometimes have to start their turn on the wrong side of the road where you could easily have a head-on collision with one of these large rigs. Be extremely cautious and don't pass a truck on the right, especially near an intersection. In passing a truck, make sure there is ample room ahead before starting to pass. Recognize that because the truck is longer, it will take more time to pass it completely. 6.6.5, Trains and Railroad Crossings. Drivers should also be cautious when encountering railroad crossings and trains. If your vehicle stalls at the highway rail intersection, get everyone out of the vehicle immediately and as far away from the tracks as possible. Move away from the tracks in the direction that the train is coming from. This way you can avoid being injured if the train hits the vehicle and drives the car forward, and make sure you call 911 to report the emergency situation. Be prepared to stop when following buses or driving behind trucks with hazardous material placards. Federal regulations and laws of Texas require them to stop at every highway rail intersection. You cannot accurately judge a train's speed or distance. Do not take chances. Optical illusions makes a train seem farther away and moving slower than it is. Trains can't stop quickly. The distance it takes to stop varies on the type of train and load carried. For example, stopping distance can be freight train, 1 mile or more, light rail, 600 feet, 8-car passenger train, 1 mile. After fully applying the brakes, a loaded freight train traveling 55 miles per hour takes 1 mile or more to stop. A light rail train can take 600 feet to stop, and an 8-car passenger train traveling 80 miles per hour requires 1 mile to stop. In 2012, there were approximately 1,960 train motor vehicle collisions. 1.01, Accident Incident Overview, Federal Railroad Administration Office of Safety Analysis, 4 November 2013, safetydata.fra.dot.gov/officeofsafety/public-site/query/stats-sas. 6.6.6, Special Lanes. In high traffic density areas, you may sometimes see an entire street or a few lanes on a street marked with cones. The cones may indicate that a lane or street is being used out of the normal. For instance, to help relieve congestion at a sports or cultural event, entire streets or a few lanes will be used for traffic going in the opposite direction from what is normal until the traffic congestion is cleared. 6.6.7 Special Problems Associated with City Driving. Driving on city streets requires extra vigilance. Defensive driving strategies need to be fully engaged to handle the special situations covered below. 6.6.8 Parked cars hiding cross traffic. When this situation arises, slow down to a crawl. Assume that another vehicle is going to be coming through the intersection. 6.6.9 Detour in lane of travel. Scan ahead at least 10 to 12 seconds to spot hazards or detours. Give yourself plenty of time to slow down, signal, look over your shoulder, and if the lane is clear, move over. 6.6.10 Two-way left turn center lane. The suicide lane is used by vehicles moving in both directions to turn left. Move into the lane, stop, and allow oncoming vehicles to pass, then turn left. 6.6.11 Turning right at corners. You'll find a lot more activity at any given intersection in almost any big city. Before making a right-hand turn, remember to signal your intent. If you are not already in the right-hand lane, move over once it is safe to do so. Be sure to check for bicycle riders, pedestrians, and oncoming vehicles completing left-hand turns. If the lane is clear, complete your turn. 6.6.12 One-way streets. If the direction is right, enter in the right-hand lane. If the direction is left, enter in the left-hand lane. Speed. When you have a large enough gap, accelerate and move into the lane closest to you. Lane choice. Choose the right-hand lane if you are turning right or driving slowly. Elect the left-hand lane if you are driving faster or turning left. Pick the center lane for smoother travel. Exiting. Signal your intentions well in advance of the turn, at least 100 feet, look over your shoulder for vehicles in lane, move to the appropriate lane, and proceed to exit. Dealing with wrong-way drivers. Flash your lights on and off, honk your horn, slow down and be ready to stop or pull off the road if necessary. 6.6.13 Watch out for pedestrians and bicyclists. Pedestrians are seen jaywalking, at intersections, and coming out between parked cars. Bicycle riders can be seen riding against traffic, riding in the right-hand lane, or riding in the crosswalk. 6.6.14 Reduce your speed. Reducing your speed while driving on city streets allows for more time to see details and identify their meaning, more time to analyze information and predict what might happen, more reaction time to decide what to do, additional time to execute decisions or avoid dangerous situations. The slower you travel, the shorter the stopping distance. When traveling on city streets in certain situations, you should cover the brake. This means you should have your foot hovering over the brake pedal prepared to stop. Some of these situations are next to parked cars, passing a school, passing a park. A brake light on another vehicle could mean there's a collision ahead or a traffic jam. When you approach signal lights, slow and proceed with caution. Be ready to stop for pedestrians, a red light, or another driver who does not stop. 6.6.15 Looking ahead of traffic. When driving, you should always keep your eyes moving, searching for potential dangers. Look ahead for traffic hazards, scan at least 12 seconds ahead. This will allow you to spot potential hazards, collisions, stalled vehicles, or lanes closed for repair. Leave enough distance to maneuver. A space cushion around your vehicle will give you enough time to stop or change lanes. Driving in the city, country road, and on the freeway. In all cases, the following distance between you and another vehicle should be a minimum of 3 to 4 seconds. The following will explain how to leave a 3-second gap between you and the vehicle in front of you. You're in car A, following behind car B. In the old days, you had to have a degree in mathematics to figure out how far behind you should be from the car in front of you. Now it's simple. At any speed, this works. Pick a stationary object on the side of the road in front of both cars, a tree, a sign, or a telephone pole. When car B passes that stationary object, begin counting 1001, 1002, 1003. If you only get to 1001, adjust your speed, you're too close, and try it again until you are a safe distance away from car B. Trucks on the roadway naturally go slower than other vehicles on the road because they're pulling a heavy load. Trucks will leave a larger gap between themselves and the vehicle in front of them because they require about 4 times the stopping distance than that of a car. When a truck is driving down the freeway, they'll leave a large space in front of them for a larger space cushion. People mistake that space cushion for an opportunity to get in front of the truck. You know the scenario. Everybody is following behind the truck and some guy in a little Hyundai will say, "Hey, look, I got a space to get into," and cut right in front of the truck. If that truck driver doesn't have enough room to stop and hits the little car, all it will leave on the highway is a little tire valve. That's all that will be left. Don't ever cut in front of a truck. 6.6.16. Signal lights. Look ahead for signal changes, scanning 10 to 12 seconds ahead of your vehicle. Drive at a consistent speed. Be ready to stop. Anticipate signal changes. Be ready to stop. Check for stale green lights. A stale green light is a light that has been green for a while and is about to turn yellow. 6.6.17. Space to cross or enter. Whenever you cross or enter traffic from a full stop, you will need a large enough gap, from cars approaching in either direction, to get up to the speed of other vehicles. You need a gap that is about half a block on city streets, about a full block on the highway. If you are crossing lanes or turning, make sure there are no cars or people blocking the path ahead or the path to the side. You don't want to be caught in an intersection with traffic coming at you. Even if you have the green light, don't start across if there are cars blocking your way. It is against the law to enter an intersection unless there is space to get completely across it. You can receive a citation if you block other traffic. Don't start a turn just because an approaching car has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn just beyond you. The signal may have been left on from an earlier turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles. Their signal lights don't always turn off by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn before you continue. 6.6.18. City passing. Streets used for two-way traffic are marked with yellow lines in the center. The lines are either solid, broken, or a combination of the two. It is important to understand what the differences mean. 6.6.19. Two solid yellow lines. No passing allowed, but you may turn left at an intersection or into or out of a private road or driveway. 6.6.20. Broken yellow line. When you see the yellow line broken intermittently, this indicates that you may pass if it is safe to do so. 6.6.21. Both a solid and a broken yellow line. You cannot pass if you are driving next to the solid line. If you are on the broken line side, then you may pass if and when it is safe to do so. Drivers can be cited for unsafe lane change or unsafe passing while changing lanes near an intersection, across yellow lines, near curves, or whenever a police officer deems the action unsafe. Have you ever driven on city streets where cars can park on the side of the road? When these parking spaces are empty, have you ever pretended you're parking, then pass on the right and cut off the cars in front of you? That's illegal.